I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH in Boston. The big news on the economy today is about jobs. There is a dip in the number of new jobless claims. Translation, fewer Americans are joining the unemployment line. Investors on Wall Street took that to be good news, but nobody's putting on the rose-colored glasses just yet. Unemployment is still high overall, and it's tough to forget the ongoing aftershocks of that credit downgrade. It was almost 1 week ago that Standard & Poor's nudged the United States government from its AAA perch. Now many investors are wondering which AAA-rated country could take the next knock. The World's Jason Margolis has more.
By Standard & Poor's assessment, there are 18 safer places than the U.S. to invest your money. On the list, Austria, Canada, Denmark, Finland, Germany, Luxembourg, the Netherlands, Norway, Singapore, Sweden, Switzerland, the United Kingdom, Australia, Guernsey, Hong Kong, the Isle of Man, and Liechtenstein. And then the one that really irks American pride, France. But that country has higher unemployment, slower growth, and carries a higher debt ratio. So I asked Harvard University economist Ken Rogoff, is the U.S. really a riskier investment than France?
No, clearly France doesn't deserve a higher rating than the United States, and that will soon evaporate. They have their own political factors. But this feels a little bit like, you know, a student who got the grade that they didn't want and is pointing at somebody else's paper who maybe was graded too high and then said, I should be graded high. The United States had very, very awful debt debate debacle, and it undermined our institutions. It undermined the power of the president, and it didn't point to any end. Forget about the economics.
That's what Standard & Poor's did when they clarified why the United States was downgraded last week.
Hello, and welcome to Standard & Poor's Credit Matters TV.
S&P uses five criteria to determine a country's bond rating. John Chambers, head of S&P's Sovereign Ratings Committee, said the first four are related to a nation's economy and how it manages its money. Here's Chambers explaining the fifth factor.
You look at the political settings, you look at the political economy, you look at the ability of policymakers to respond in a timely fashion to keep public finances in a sustainable footing.
And that's where the U.S. fell short, says Frank Warnock at the University of Virginia's Wharton School of Business.
It's not just about the ability to repay, it's also about the willingness to repay. And what Congress has shown us is that they are willing to dangle that, the threat of default, for political reasons.
France hasn't done that. But France does have its own set of political and economic challenges that the United States doesn't face, explains finance professor Donald Smith at Boston University's School of Management.
The U.S. can create dollars, but a European country cannot just produce euros because it's a shared currency. So it's different. So I can understand where one might say the ability of Italy or Spain to pay off debt denominated in euros, you know, might be questioned given economic problems.
Questions spread to France this week. The three credit ratings agencies, S&P, Moody's, and Fitch, said yesterday that France's credit rating was not at risk. Still, it's just a matter of time before more downgrades come, says Donald Smith.
This act of downgrading the U.S. then raises the challenge to everyone else. Any country that's rated above the U.S. is going to be questioned.
And it's not just France that should be worried about losing its gold standard rating. Everybody in the Eurozone is caught up in the continent's economic problems, says Ken Rogoff.
Even Germany, which, you know, famously has a tremendous commitment to repay its debt and to financial stability because of the scars of World War I and World War II and the horrible inflations they had afterwards, even Germany is not really AAA anymore because it's going to be bailing out Spain and Italy and absorbing so much debt, it's going to have trouble.
But all of this talk of downgrade, it doesn't signal the end of Western civilization. Ken Rogoff says we're not talking about top-tier countries defaulting on loans.
We're talking about AA+. It's still investment grade. It's still very high investment grade.
Frank Warnock says the difference between a AAA rating and a AA+ rating, well,
I don't think that there's much of a difference, really. Does France deserve a higher rating than the U.S.? I don't know. I mean, these are all roughly the same to me, right? AA+ versus a AAA. There's not much of a difference there.
For The World, I'm Jason Margolis.